Morris back in. Jenkins goes into the backfield in an offset eye spot. Trap play goes to Narl Davis up the middle, 15, inside the 10, breaks a tackle, touchdown, Kansas City!
Well, I think we executed good. You know, we kind of set it up. And it was a trap scheme and just hit it north and south. That's what I do best.
Turn him loose! Beast alert! A 21-yard run by the beast, Narl Davis.
Just, I was on a mission that game. You know, I had something to prove that game. And, you know, when I saw opportunity to score, I was going to make the most of it. And great runners make safeties miss. You don't want to never let just one person tackle you if you can help it. So I was just looking to score.
Narl Davis, 227 pounds of 4.37 speed.
And I'm a north and south runner. With a little bit of wiggle.
Narl Davis going off tackle left, touchdown!
You know, just want to be a consistent downhill runner. You know, that's my goal. And to me, the reason I play the game is for respect. You know, you just got to respect me. You know, you play good defenses that you have to respect. So, you know, in return, all I can ask for is that the defense respect me. They know I can go around them, go through them. So just, you know, just that respect, you know, that's why I play the game.
First down to run with Davis. Narl Davis, one man to beat. Davis chased by McCourty, cut back inside and stepped out of bounds.
And he explodes. Look at this ball handling. Patriots didn't fit the run correctly. Off went Narl Davis for another big run.
It was fun, you know. I mean, I just could feel the energy, you know, with the whole team, you know, especially the offensive line. They enjoy running blocking. So I just felt like we created some chemistry there. You know, we had created a rhythm and had fun doing it, you know, and it kind of showed us that we can run the ball.
Well, the way they use these two backs is exciting. You got a world-class speed runner like Jamal Charles. You chase him around, and then they bring in the 227-pound Davis.
Me and Jamal, the little 1-2 punch that we did have versus the Patriots, it was beautiful. It was fun. You know, he went out there and, you know, he was being Jamal. And
what a finish by Jamal Charles.
Wide receiver screen inside the 5. Stretches out. Touchdown.
Smith looks right. Charles for the third time.
You know, that got me excited. It made me want to go out there and compete too. And I did, and it looked good. You know, it just showed what we are capable of doing.
Come on, push it up. Push it up. Good, good, good. Hit. Break. Good pop. Good pop. Good pop. As I'm here. Boom, be violent, do something. Because why? I'm going to grab you and take you wherever I want to take you.
I mean, only me and him know where I've come from. You know, behind the scenes, behind closed doors, mentally, you know. And it's great progress. And the better I do, the more comfortable I get with things. He's actually starting to back off, you know. And I think he's kind of letting us, you know, grow up. And it's just been beautiful, man. And I thank him for his hard approach. It was things in college that I just wasn't aware of in the game of football, because you do need a little more time, a little more reps. It's a lot to ask for a young freshman that has to balance school and things like that to do. You know, now I'm in the league, I got nothing but time to learn this. So, I mean, I've learned the game, you know, I'm aware. It makes you play better. It makes you play more comfortable and confident when you know what's going on. And that's, EB played a big part in that.
Davis will get a turn. Point of attack blocking outstanding. They are carving the Patriots up here tonight, 8-16.
He's unselfish, knows the game, he has great fundamentals, he has heart, you know, he has a great personality. He'll do anything for you on and off the field. It's just one of those things, kind of Alex has that, Travis, Sherman, Jamal, when they're there, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just feel comfortable that things are going to go right, and it's always good to have stuff like that. It's going to be fun. The good thing about the losses, you get more hungry. It's definitely a humbling experience. And I just feel like we're going to come out with a lot of attitude, a lot of swagger. And it's going to be a good, tough dog fight, just like the 49ers were. And I think, you know, we can win.